The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 862. It's the Weekend Podcast. I'm joined by Pete.
Hello.
It's good you're here, because last week you weren't here. Last minute you just said, oh, I'm in France.
I forgot, yeah.
What were you doing in France, anyway?
I was cycling around some mountains.
It's a bit late for that, isn't it? It's finished. Are you still, what, were you in the race, but you were so slow? It's like those people who do the London Marathon in underwater diving suit, you know? It takes That's like 15 days. You were still there, and so all the crowds had gone home, but you were still pedaling away there on your mountain bike.
That's it. Finally got to Paris. Everyone packed up.
Yeah. Hey. And not even your loved ones were there to see you over the line. They'd gone home as well. Give us a call, Pete, when you finish. Okay, I will. Yeah. Steve was sort of available last week. I wasn't because I was doing some. God, last week, I tell you what, I did some manual work with the father in law in the garden. We're building a sort of summer house. And I've never, ever worked so hard on the shovel in my life. It was boiling hot, wasn't it? The weekend, really, like 30 degrees. We shifted 5 tons of sort of gravel and stuff.
Five tons?
Yeah, from the front to the back.
By hand?
Well, no, it was with a shovel.
In a wheelbarrow, didn't have a cupful.
Yeah, we're using wheelbarrows. Yeah, I had blisters over my back. It's the same again next day. I couldn't get out of bed after the first day. Someone like put a metal rod at my back, you know, strapped me to it in the middle of the night. It felt like. So I couldn't do it last week, even though Steve was available. And now this week, Steve is in London. Oh, London, big city. He's there in London, and so I was trying to add him to the call.
Right.
He said he's...
So we're going live to Steve.
Live to Steve in a pub somewhere in London.
Somewhere in London.
By the way, if you tuned in anything, I thought this was about stocks and shares. It gets round to it slowly.
Around the houses.
Add people. Oh, he set up a new Skype. That's another thing. What have you done that for? He set up a new Skype address, hasn't he?
It's like the name of his company.
Is it the name of his company? Oh, hang on. Let's look. Steve Martin. Let's look. Add. Doesn't look very good. It doesn't show him online.
Right.
So we'll see. If you hear a lot of noise, that's Steve in a pub coming from behind.
Yeah. Oh.
Steve? Yeah. Oh, it just dropped out. I'm sure that was... I don't want to share screen. What's that? Cancel. Oh, she could share screen now on Skype. Didn't know you do that. Add people.
Yeah, you can do that. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
What am I sharing the screen with? I don't understand. Who am I showing you?
Well, you show us your desktop, basically.
I don't want to show you my desktop, you dirty little boy.
Well, it's Friday.
Have a look at my desktop. Steve. Is this him here? Let's look.
Let's be honest.
I've had all different ones. That's one there. This is a new one. I think this is a new logo, so maybe this will come up. Maybe this will be him. Maybe this will...
Let's be honest. He has a lot of trouble normally.
Connecting. It does, yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not going to go well.
That's because he reckons his studio at home is super complex, and so it needs some adjusting, some knobs twisting, some...
It needs someone who knows how it works to actually operate it.
But he's in London setting up a studio for some kind of panel show or some kind of, I don't know. Steve?
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not that good. I tell you I was saying it's a lot less problems we're talking. It's a lot less problems we normally have, hooking up with you.
No, can we keep this relatively short?
We've been chatting for 10 minutes already. We brought you in, at the last minute, and now you're saying, can we keep it short?
Oh, right, okay. So what, so we started the podcast?
We've started. Who are you with?
I'm with my friend Pete.
Not me.
Pete's here. Pete's already here.
Yeah. No, definitely.
We're sat together.
Have we started the podcast then?
Yeah, we've started, yes. Don't waste any time, Steve. This is valuable content. This.
This
is the best bit. So, Steve, what pub are you in?
I don't know. What pub are we in, Pete? The lanky arms, I think it's called.
The lanky arms. Pete's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yeah. I think it's actually called the lanky.
It's not called the lanky arms, is it?
Might be.
That's a joke, isn't it? Surely lanky arms.
Lanky legs.
Lanky legs. Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? There's no branding in this pub at all.
There's no name. It hasn't got a name. They found the only pub ever with no name.
It's actually in the Premier Inn, like, kind of bar thing.
Quality.
Classy. So you're working...
Langton, are you actually in London, Steve?
What? No, I'm in... Where are we? Marsden Lodge.
He doesn't know where he is.
She's actually hooking up with his friend in a Premier Inn.
Yeah.
He's hooking up with his good friend, Peter, in a Premier Inn. Yeah. Classy.
He's on Grindr.
Yeah, that's nice.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so let's try and get around some stocks and shares. Even that is annoying atmosphere in the background, Steve. It does.
Steve, why don't you put it on mute until you've got something to say?
Yeah, put on mute, Steve.
Okay.
So hang on, you're just sitting there with your friend Pete, right? You're just sitting there with his friend Pete. Yeah. They've both got a pint of that. And Steve's got the phone to his ear. And like, he doesn't say a lot anyway in the podcast. He's just hanging out there until it's his turn to say something. In the meantime, he's just chatting with Frey Pete. And do you mind if I do a podcast? You haven't seen his friend Pete for... Yes, he's his friend Pete for months. He's like, by the way, Pete, do you mind if I do a podcast? What? I'm doing a podcast. No, yeah, I do it on a weekly basis. And because I'm quite invaluable, you know, a lot of input I give to the stocks and shares nonsense. And without me, they would have a clue. So
I don't want to keep fans, though.
I don't feel I can leave the mute button on. I can't argue back when it's on. Is it that noisy when I'm not muted?
Yeah, it is a bit noisy, yeah. Just, I'll come to you, Steve, if I need any help or advice on anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Okay, so anyway, Pete, have you been in touch with the market this week?
Well, I've kept my eye on it, and I have to say I've been impressed at how quiet it is. Was that just me or my stocks? It just all seems very flat, really.
It is. You know what? On Friday, it was Friday evening now. Yeah, Friday, the market's opened up, right? And literally, I got about 20 stocks in my portfolio, and... And literally, after 5 minutes, one was a slow riser, not a lot, you know, not even 1%, I think, and one was a slow faller, not even 1%. I thought, hang on, it's the market. Yeah. I actually shook my computer. I didn't actually. Hello, are you awake, Mr. Market? Are you awake? Yeah, that's it. But it is the first day of September now, so hopefully we're coming out of the summer malaise and we're getting a bit more volume now. People, city folk coming back from, all summer, go away in May, come back St. Ledger's Day. Ooh. Yes, so hang on, have we had St. Ledger's Day? I don't know if we have.
Have we? No, it's a couple of weeks, isn't it? Isn't St. Ledger's Day the 14th?
St. Ledger's Day stakes, what is it then? Let's have a look, I don't know, but anyway... But yeah, but it still hangs around. But I've had a couple of rises of the thing. But it's been gradually, grinding down a lot of them. And some people sell and lose. But I mean, if you listen, do you not aim, Steve? By the way, have you looked at anything on the stock market this week? Anything at all? Have you even dabbled, Steve? You're on mute. I'm not on mute. Am I? You're putting me on mute.
Steve.
Hang on. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm unmuted now. No, I've been. Our starter share class has just arrived.
What's a nice interlude. What are you having to
put? No, I'm all right, thank you, mate. Yeah, just the one.
Good to catch up. Steve.
So what have I been watching?
Can you ask him for some... Steve, Steve. Can you... Steve. 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 Can you ask the waiter for some special sauce?
We got some summer sauce, actually.
Ask him for some. Have you got your special sauce, sir?
You can eat the prawns, Pete. I don't like prawns.
He doesn't like fish. So, what is your special starter, Steve? Oh, just don't worry.
While we're waiting for that,
potato shavings.
Right.
Potato shavings? Who's been shaving the potato? That's a hobby and a half, isn't it? What do you do for a living? Yeah, I shave potatoes.
Potato shaver.
And then what I do is I sell all the stubble to punters. to mug punters in pubs, in nameless pubs, with one called the Lanky Arms, but you know.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Give me your special sauce, please. Special sauce. Steve, ask him for a special sauce, fella.
There's no special sauce.
Okay, listen, what did you say? You said something rose this week. What was it?
Horizon Minerals has done quite well, hasn't it?
Horizon Minerals. Horizon Minerals.
Do you mean Horizonte?
Well, you kind of knew what I was talking about.
Oh, Atlantis. What about Atlantis, Steve? Have you still got Atlantis?
Andalas.
Oh, he's correcting me now. Oh, you can't trick me with that one. I'm just trying to remember.
Can I just confirm that this year St. Ledger's Day is on the 16th?
Okay, 16th. Steve, mute us. It's too loud.
It's too loud.
Good. God, that was annoying. He's just eating. He's making no attempt to, to pretend. No pretense at all that he's listening and just chewing away.
Like he's got a pub ambience soundtrack that he's just playing in the background. That's probably what he's doing.
A while back, I admitted this last week, actually. We didn't get around to it. And I think when you go on Twitter, and Twitter's a hotbed for, traders, investors, don't you start the noises, Pete, please. What are you doing? Rubbing it to your chest or something.
Yes.
The phone. But, and I think when you see, if you're a newbie investor and you're looking at people who've got a lot of followers by the seams of it, and they seem to be a good investor, you should always look at what they're tweeting and ask yourself, now, is that fact or is it opinion? Fact or opinion, And I've cobbled together, with the help of some other people on Twitter, some rampy tweets. And these are things you'll see coming up now and again. It's like you see Tidal hacks in the journalism world, and they come up with cliches pretty much. And these are tweets you'll see all the time, and you think that is it's tired and it's rampy. There's no fact. If you see any of these, don't trust the person who's tweeting it.
Give me an example.
I also don't trust actually people now on Twitter that don't have their face on Twitter, I just think...
And they have an odd name or something,
An odd name, and an odd sort of... just put your face in there, be honest. But it's like anything, if you put your name on the front of the business, the door or the pub, you've got to be honest, it's your place. If you are an investor trader, you've got to treat it like a business, you've got to say, how much money am I going to make from this? How much money am I going to put down? It's like any business. You've got a business plan, and you say, this is how much money I'm going to make over this year. That's what you should do, really, if you want to be a serious investor, want to be good at it. But anyway, be honest, be straightforward, don't try and dupe anyone. But these are some of the tweets, right? This is one of the popular ones. I wouldn't like to be out of this company, whatever the company is, over the weekend when the RNS drops on Monday at 7 a.m. First of all, you don't know this news out. If you do know this news out, you're an insider, and it's illegal to share that information, right? They don't know. So there's a ramp. That's opinion. This is another one. Wait until the hood catch on. And then normally followed by a hashtag saying, just saying, what hood? Anyone who does follow that and jump on board at the back of that is, a cow, part of a cow hood. It's got brains of a cow. This is also one. This could do a insert current high-flying stock ticker here. So if it's a previous stock that's just done, 100%, 200%, they'll mention another stock that this could do this, and that's it. What do you mean? You can't compare one stock to another stock. Yes. Unless it's in exactly the same sector, around about the same market cap, same kind of assets, you can't do that kind of comparison. It's impossible. Different shareholder register, different financing, all different things. So many structures of that company is different. Can't say, different followers. Also, multi-bagger in the making, normally accompanied by several handbags, You don't know that. Another one, this is what annoys me, and I've seen this repeated lots of times. News coming, TikTok, and they put a clock next to it or something like that, come on, get a brain.
Yeah.
TikTok, I hate that. TikTok. Oh, shut up. Another one is...
A lot of people that are tweeting this know nothing about... obviously, they're, like you say, they're not insiders. They don't know anything, do they? They're just assuming or hoping for news, aren't they?
Yeah. And Next target, and they put a price in there, and they put IMO, in my opinion, you know, and the price is normally several times the current price. And you think, whose target's that? There's no one in the world that can put an accurate target price on any stock. Even the best stock selector in the world, like Warren Buffett, doesn't do that, you know. It's impossible to say what the price is. It may go past that and touch it, you know, it may go higher, it may go lower. You can't, it's ridiculous. Another one is only going one way, this. Yeah, normally down.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see these companies that, you know, they have, you know, no revenue, no, you know, profit, very little cash, and they're a pre-revenue company, and then someone will put very cheap these prices, and what are you basing that on? How are you valuing this company? Have you really valued this company? Because if you base it on net asset value, normally a lot of companies are, you know, valued over that. And so you say, oh, very cheap these prices. Why is that? Because you bought at these prices. That's why. Or you're involved in the placing, and you're trying to get it, you know, trying to pump it up and sell it, get it to 20% to 10%.
Well, no, more likely they bought at twice the price. And they're, oh, it's very cheap at this price.
Yeah. Expect double digit figures before results. Another one is don't say, didn't say. Yeah. Oh, this is another one. Train's leaving the station. All aboard. And it, shut up, you. I'm just thinking, there's a lot of AIM companies will never make it anyway. You know, they won't. They'll spike up. They'll do a little spike, and they'll come back down. A lot of people will trade in and out, and they'll make a bit of money. You know, but I'm not after that. You know, I'm genuinely after, you know, the opportunity to get in a company that will be sort of almost a mid-cap company, hopefully, you know, in a couple of years' time, at almost double digits, low double digits, you know. So, and I think there's only a handful of those, you know. And the more I look at companies and research them, the more my opinion is swayed towards this company is going nowhere. You know, the management are there just to sort of live off the money they get paid in placings. I think you've got to look for companies that have a genuine route, a journey towards that, almost like a 10-bagger status. And there are several companies like this. They have the assets to do it. And in fact, Steve mentioned it then. Horizon Minerals is one of them.
Horizon, yes.
Yeah, Horizonte Minerals. Now, you know, their asset there, nickel, and nickel now has been increasingly used in batteries. So it's a massive, you know, and stainless steel is the biggest driver. But it's the multi-year low, it's starting to rise in nickel prices now. They're looking at doing around about, what is it, around about $80 million of profit a year. And that's over 20 years, every year for 20 years, and mining 14,500 tons of nickel every year, you know. And so the cash flow, the free cash flow is only $1.3 billion over the life of the mine, and $44 million cash flow, but £34 million free cash flow. That's after everything else every year. Their market cap is only $33 million now, so you can see why that should be a 10-bagger, you know. And there's other things. I mean, there's another one. Harvest Minerals the same, and Talao Energy is the same. You can sort of extrapolate the figures and work it towards this can still be a 10-bagger from here, you know. And you can see it happening. Now, just saying, looking at the market cap and saying it's only 2 million, there could easily be 10 million or 20 million. You have to look at how they're getting there, you know. And there are several companies, like I said, like Asian Met, Talao. You know, they have these. I mean, things like Energizer as well is another one. They've got a planning business, and you can look at the operating margins in Microsoft Storage, for example. And yes, that could be huge. Now you've got other things that isn't so clear, like, you know, for example, what's it called? PHE, Powerhouse Energy. You know, they produce gas from waste. It's like alchemy. Yep. You know, it's like producing gold from base metals. Phenomenal. Yep. You're taking the stuff that one wants and creating the stuff that everyone wants. And even now, I mean, you know, hydrogen's going to become a big part of the fuel of the future. If they can do that, that is, you know, a blue sky opportunity completely. There's no knowing where that will go. I mean, there's a hydrogen creator at the moment, ITM, on AIM, ITM Power, they're called. And they've just done a deal now to produce, let me just check. A 10-megawatt refinery hydrogen project with Shell. And they went up 16% off the back of that. But producing hydrogen, like the way they do, it's not that efficient. And, like, you know, producing hydrogen from waste is phenomenal. So if that takes off, I mean, the ITM are hooked up a Shell, you know, in producing hydrogen through traditional ways, which is not that, you know, friendly or efficient. And I think if they can do that, hook up a Shell doing it the way they're doing it, you imagine Powerhouse Energy. you know, with the hookups they'll get, and if their trials are going to according to plan, and I think they are anyway. But so I'm just thinking, you've got to look at these companies. What else are we getting? Harvest Minerals, another one. Horizontal Minerals, Asia Met, Talao, Vasaran is another one. Quite a few of these. Steve, you still there? Have you finished your starter?
You're holding.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That was quick, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was your main today, Steve?
Well, I got upsold, actually. I was going for a plain Coronation Chicken Burger. Well, not really plain, obviously. It's flavoured, but I got upsold to the Summer Burger, which was some sort of weird grilling thing they do to it. And I was like, yeah, go on, I'll have a bit of that.
A Summer Burger?
Was there a ham on it?
They hammer the chicken.
Oh, they hammer the chicken, yeah.
That's a bit cruel, isn't it? That's a bit cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got someone in the kitchen hammering a chicken?
No, apparently so.
Are they hammering it with a hammer, I assume?
Well, I'm not sure what else would they hammer it with.
Your point.
So does it come out just looking at a heck of a state? Does a chicken look like being hammered?
I'm actually, the more I think about it now, I wonder if it's a bit of a con. They say it's a fancy hammering, but you just get a really thin bit of chicken.
And a
they
fancy say, hammering?
Hammered down.
How can you fancy hammer a chicken?
No, not hammered chicken, hammered chicken.
What do you mean? Like it's drunk?
No.
Comes out drunk. The chicken is hammered. The chicken is absolutely hammered. He's been on the sauce.
I think it is coated in some sort of alcohol-based.
That's why he's hammered. That's why this chicken's hammered. I hope he's above 18. Thing is, you don't mind him getting killed. You get hammered first, you don't care. You think, I'll get hammered and I'll
be
quite
tough if he's over 18.
He would, yeah. Well, you're a chicken expert, Pete. You have some chickens. How long do they last, generally?
They can vary from like a few months to a few years. Depends when you want to kill them. No,
those eggs were nice you gave me, Pete, actually.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
You give him a compliment about his eggs. He didn't lay them, Steve.
Yeah, but he's nurtured them.
How have you nurtured? He hasn't sat on them himself, has he? All he's done is just put his hand under the chicken and said, "Ah, Matt, thanks."
I'm sure a bit more goes into than that, doesn't it, Pete?
He said, "That was very nice. Those eggs, serving. Thank you very much."
Yeah. If you're going to eat the chicken, they've got to be got about 20 weeks, 25 weeks.
When you say they don't last very long, chickens. So if one of the chickens dies, can you do you like cut it up and have it for tea, or is that not?
They're a lot older than 20, 25 weeks. So the chicken you'll be eating tonight is probably about 20 something weeks old, probably, when it was killed.
If he's hammered, he's got to be above 18 at least.
Okay. 18 weeks.
It's the law. You do a coleslaw, you know what I'm saying? So what are you having, Steve? Are you having a Sunburger where the chicken's hammered? or are you having a Coronation Chicken where he's curried?
I'm having a Summer Chicken which has been hammered, yeah.
Why is... I mean, I'm assuming it is alcohol-based, isn't it? Because it's like summer, people get drunk, so they're calling it a hammered chicken.
Well, it wasn't called that. That's the way he described it to me.
What do you say?
It's called a Summer Chicken Burger.
But why is it a Summer Chicken Burger? You call it... It's not even summer now, is it?
It's a gimmick, isn't it? It's what they sell promotions on.
Well, it's worked on you. It's certainly worked on you. It's a Summer Chicken Burger, sir. Well, it's essentially hammered.
It sounded more appealing than the Coronation Chicken Burger, so I want
to... It's a gimmick for mugs. Oh, OK, I'll go for that then. Sounds good, yeah. Yeah, we put an extra couple of quid on it and call it the Summer Chicken. Next week, we'll call it the Autumn Chicken. And same kind of people will come in and they'll buy it and we'll charge a bit more for it. And then a couple of months after, we'll call it Winter Chicken. And they're all hammered.
Right, good.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? So we're going to... Would you like a chicken on a bench? Well, it's a little bench to make the chicken. And we just sit him on it, and then we chop his head off. But we cook him on the bench. Tell him... They love that in the background. All right, you can mute us now, Steve. Well, Steve... Yeah, mute us, Steve. I was saying, that's nice. Do you know what? This on Friday, some of my biggest stocks are doing quite well. They've rallied a bit, you know. And Dunelm, for example, right? They sacked the CEO in the week, I thought that's odd, and it's a really odd release as well. They said first of all, right, there's a directorate change. I said, oh, okay, and you think that's not too bad when you see that headline director change. And then the first little sentence you see, chief executive officer. You, oh no, because that's not what you want as the main man going, you know. And so Dunelm, the UK's leading homewares retailer, announces that John Browett will be stepping down. I like they stepped down. They're all stepping down, aren't they? What are they standing on?
Steps.
Or just employees? Is it just other employees?
Yeah, pretty much.
They're standing on them. Well, I'm stepping down now from this. I'm a bit tied up here in my high heels in this lady's back. He's stepping down as chief executive officer for personal reasons, all right? With immediate effect. So personal reasons, immediate effect. What does that conjure up in your head, Pete? You know, personal reasons, immediate effect.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think?
He's either seriously ill or he's done something very bad.
Yeah, or his missus having it away with someone. His missus. Yeah. And then next line, right? Dunelm has made good progress over the last 2 years during John's tenure. However, the next phase of growth requires different leadership. So hang on a second. First of all, they say it's personal reasons. That's the reason he's going, yeah? Yeah, yeah. And then they say the next phase of growth requires different leadership. So hang on, that's a different reason, isn't it? Surely. Why are they saying now they need somebody else for the next bit of growth, but yet he stepped down for personal reasons? That's two different reasons, isn't it?
Yes, it does seem to be.
Turns out this guy, right, John Browett, has had some high-profile jobs. He's been in Apple. He came from Dixon's as well, and he's hired from Dixon's to Apple. He had 55 million, right, in share options. He only lasted 6 months at Apple. Tim Cook said apparently he rubbed it up the wrong way, this John Browett, and he sacked him after 6 months. Same at Dixon's, he's there for a couple of years, if that. And now at Dunelm, he's only been there since last January, a year ago. So he rubs it up the wrong way, and Dunelm is closely held by Will Alderley and his old man, I think. They own about sort of 60% of the stock. So the board basically give him the elbow because he's not a very nice fellow, apparently. I don't know if that's the case, but it says he's a bit I'm just saying the wording of that document there straight away is really odd, isn't it? When I first read it, I thought, what is it? Is it personal reasons, or is he not for the job, or is he not good for the job? But so they dropped off, you know, the share price dropped about 6-7% in the next 2 days. What's going on here? So I bought it to £6.16 or £6.50. I bought that. It dropped off, went down to about 5.65. I thought, what the heck is going on? Good dividend. I read the trading updates. At the end there, though, of the paragraph, they go, group will announce results at the end of the year on the 7th of July. It was the very first of July, on the 30th of September. So the results on the 13th of September. And they said, trading in the first 2 months of the financial year has started positively with an encouraging like-for-like sales performance. And the trading update they gave previously was very good. And so you realise, hang on, and I tried to get, Barclays has switched their system, and I couldn't get on, I couldn't log in. And I thought, I'm going to buy on that, and buy more on that, because that dip was amazing. It dipped like, 6-7%. And literally, it powered back today, and I missed out on the opportunity. But people obviously thought, CEO jumping ship, not a good idea.
Yeah.
And then they realised, hang on, people did look at the background of this guy, he's obviously a bit of a dick, and rubs put it the wrong way. And, he hammers chickens, and he's just standing on people's shoulders. And so, the company is still doing well without him. And in fact, it probably doesn't need him. And some of my stocks are Flybe doing well, Pets at Home doing well, Coos jumped up.
BT has slipped down again, hasn't it?
BT, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's annoying. He was getting back to one. On Friday, it did get back to 290, I think, and then it dropped back to... I got a chart. I don't know what the heck is happening, BT. I mean, everything's in there. I'm going to... It's going to... Where's it been down to? Steve, what's your opinion? Steve, any opinion on BT, Steve? How's your next? Are you still holding next?
Yes.
Bitcoin is getting towards $5,000 for one Bitcoin. That's nuts, isn't it?
Right. What's that got to do with next?
I just saw a pop-up on my screen out there.
Okay, right.
Are you still holding next?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to have some good results after the summer, I think. 10 bagger.
Okay, good. Yeah, 10 yeah, bagger
guaranteed,
next.
Guaranteed 10 bagger.
Yeah, well, I think you're buying a good level there, aren't you? So,
News coming. Tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah. I'm hoping BT now is just retesting a level. The lowest went down to recently. Steve's gone.
Steve hanging up there.
275, yeah. I think his hammered chicken's coming.
Yeah, got the better of him.
And 276, it closed at 280. I'm hoping he's going to retest that level and then start to climb back up. I'm hoping, Pete.
And we get paid our dividend on Monday, I see.
Do we?
Yeah. Ten pennies. Ten pennies per share there. How many shares have we got? About 30 shares or something.
I don't know. But it's all welcome, isn't it? It's all welcome.
There we go.
We've risked our capital. We earn the pennies, yeah. And, never under us. You are reinvesting your dividends, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Because that's compound interest right there. It's one of the most powerful long-term returners of money, investment, you can get. It really is. And people underestimate it, especially people in smaller stocks that only own smaller stocks. I think you, Steve, now should be getting into bigger stocks. I understand Steve's underwater a bit, but, when he comes around...
I've gradually kind of started shifting myself into more bigger stocks.
What do you hold? Your BT, next Lloyd's.
They're the big ones.
Just the big ones, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just the big ones.
I tell you what we should get into, Royal Mail.
Okay.
Yeah, Royal Mail's good, or the AA, for long term, Royal Mail and the AA, good dividend pairs, right?
Yep.
At an all time, the AA is really oversold. I've been looking at a bit of pantomime.
But then they had that, going back to your whole Dunelm thing, the chairman, he hit someone, didn't he?
Yes, well, he had a Jeremy Clarkson moment. He was sacked, the executive chairman was sacked, and the share price dropped from 244 down to £2.09, and then it fell the next few days down to about two. So it went from above 240, 244, down to below £2. Mm-hmm. And then, Star Fund manager Woodford bought a big chunk more at £2. Now they're 162. Yeah. God, he had a big chunk anyway. He's had a nightmare this year, Star Fund manager. AstraZeneca, Provident Financial. I had a good little punt on those, Provident Financial. I did like 33% in one day. It's not bad, is it?
That's all right, isn't it?
It went down. It kept falling. I was watching it. I could not take my eyes off the price action. It was going nuts. And it 75% it went down in one day. That was after about a 50% drop anyway. So it lost almost 95% of its value within a couple of weeks and within a couple of days. And so that day it was dropping, falling from the sky. I have to get in here. So I edged in. I got an average price of about £4.50. And then it went to £6. Started bouncing. Average down. I bought £4.65 or something, £4.70. Then I bought some at £4.40, average down. And they started bouncing like crazy. Really started going up £6. I thought, got a £6, took the profit and run. And then it went for £9. No. But I suppose a prof is a prof is a prof, you know?
I'm looking at BT. On Friday afternoon, there was a £11.8 million sale.
Oh, that's why.
That's a big...
Was it £11.8 million sale? Wow. That's Steve. Is it hitting the wrong buttons?
That's Steve? Yeah, probably. That's sold all of his steak.
That's why he's treating himself to hammered chicken. Because he's... Where is that? A 4 million sell, is it?
What?
Was it a 4 million share sell?
Yes.
Times
11.86 million.
Wow. Who is selling? That's nuts, sir. That's crazy.
Is that the company selling to pay the dividend? I don't know how that works.
No, that's out of cash. They don't sell shares, do they?
No, well, no.
They don't sell shares.
No. That's out of the profits.
Mm. Out of free cash flow. I think that's enough anyway. Let's give Steve a call, say goodbye, shall we?
Yeah, let's get him
back. Where's he go? Add people. Add people. Now, which one is it? Is it Steve? Yeah, watch now. I'll just say thanks for your effort this week, Steve. It's been highly appreciated.
Really insightful.
Steve. He had a starter. He had prawns, and he didn't eat them. He didn't like prawns.
Maybe they disagreed with him.
Why did he order prawns? He didn't like them. I'll have a prawn starter, please. Pete, you can have the prawns, welcome. Steve!
Steve?
Steve! He's not going to come on. So try once more, let's have a look. Which one is it? Steve, yeah, I've got his West 18 logo. That's got to be the right one. Audio, visual, media. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Steve?
Badly.
Steve? Oh, that's the best we're going to get from him. He just keeps dropping out. Can you hear him dropping out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dropout.
Yeah, that's probably why, because in the morning, it was starting to rise. It was. Look at it. I'm looking at an hourly chart here, BT, which is annoying. Mm. And let's take me a five-minute chart here. So, yeah, up to 289, and then it just dropped down, that sale. Yeah, a bit of a chunky sale there.
That's a huge sale, isn't it?
11 million, yeah. That's a fund, probably.
Yeah, right.
Well, I assume it is. It's not individual, is it? Tapping the wrong button.
No. And if it was Steve, I mean, we bought it about £3, so he's sold 4 million shares at a loss. So he's been a bit silly.
Yeah, well, that's not the first time for Steve, is it? Let's be honest.
It's true. Yeah. He needed to free up some cash for his weekend in London.
Yeah, for his hammered chicken, the starter. Mm. No, that's not the right one. I've called the wrong one. Okay then, well, anything nice this weekend, Peter?
No, nothing nice at all.
Okay, excellent.
No. Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to Legoland.
No, so that's nothing nice at all.
Yeah, I may actually invite the kids.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
I think they might like that, actually. Just thought of that. They may like that. It's good because they've got kids' rides and stuff, you know, so they may like that.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
All right, have a great time.
Yeah, I won't tell the missus, though, because I'm taking their girlfriend.
Perfect.
Just tell the kids, don't ask who this lady is, okay? don't tell them.
Daddy.
Yeah, don't tell your mother about this lady, okay? Just save us three, yeah? Okay. Then they get back home and say, Jennifer is funny. Who's Jennifer, dear? Oh no, that's a lady. That's a lady who worked there, Megs. Yeah, she's a very nice lady. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, have a nice weekend, then, Peter.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy. Okay. Bye bye.
The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter, and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.